Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. And for those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to address your direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you regarding the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in October of 1998 and subsequently amended. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings and to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. Excuse me. No applause or other disruptive behaviors permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. This evening, the hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you.